When listening to the radio in early December, it's quite unlikely to hear holiday songs singing the praises of Krampus, an horrific beast who literally punishes children who have been naughty throughout the year. As horror movies have continued to utilize this folkloric creature as a means of evoking fear during an otherwise joyous holiday, it is necessary to locate his exact origins. While some may know this horned creature as Santa Claus's counterpart, his true history unveils that he is far much more than that. Krampus is the mythological demon who preys on naughty children during Christmas. His legend runs centuries deep across several different cultures that have various tales about him. In Central European popular legend, Krampus is a demon-like figure who accompanies Saint Nicholas during the Christmas season, and who punishes misbehaved children in contrast to Saint Nicholas, who rewards the well-behaved with gifts. The Christmas demon has origins in several different religions that are centuries old. Although it is pretty unclear, but some scholars have assumed the existence of Krampus as having pre-Christian origins. He is believed to have originated in Germany, and spread south through the provinces of what is now Austria, Slovenia, and Czech Republic. The history of Krampus has been theorized as going way back to pre-Christian Alpine traditions, as he was thought to have been part of pagan rituals for the winter solstice. There is an account mentioning that he persisted in European traditions for years, and by the 17th century, with the spread of Christianity, he had been incorporated into Christian winter celebrations by pairing him with Saint Nicholas despite the efforts of the Catholic Church to ban him. According to mythology, he shares a remarkable resemblance to the devil and started to portray the Christmas devil in Christian traditions. Though appearing in many variations with some common physical characteristics, Krampus is generally depicted as a dark matted fur demon with cloven hooves and large horns. Having a name that comes from the German word Krampen, which means claw, plus an appearance that resembles that of the devil, are the reasons why in recent years theories about him being the son of hell from Norse mythology have been popularized. While he is known for bringing punishment back to the Christmas holiday, these however range based on how the story is told through different cultures and beliefs. The Christian Krampus tends to be rather ambiguous, whereas the pagan conception of the demonic creature recounts tales of him whipping children with a bundle of birch branches, an item which had significance in pre-Christian pagan initiation rites. Other variations include him carrying a large basket strapped to his back, which he uses to carry naughty children to the underworld, just like some older versions would make allusion of children being put in the bag and taken away. In many parts of Croatia, Krampus is described as a demonic figure carrying around large chains on his neck, ankles, and wrists, accompanied with bells of various sizes clanging to signify his approach. These chains are thought to symbolize the binding of the devil by the Christian Church. Even though his appearance tends to often change, Krampus' general purpose remains somewhat the same across cultures around the globe. He is similar to Santa Claus in regard to knowing how misbehaved or nice children have been throughout the year. If they have been naughty, Krampus arrives to punish them. However, the concept of naughtiness and niceness are entirely different than common understanding. A child can be deemed naughty if they've lost the spirit of Christmas, so Krampus doesn't necessarily care if the child has been good or bad in behavior, but he decides their fate according to their holiday cheerfulness, explaining that he primarily punishes those who have completely lost the Christmas spirit by dragging them to hell for all eternity. However, due to his likeness to the Christian devil, Krampus was banned in Germany and elsewhere throughout much of the 20th century. As the myth of the demon has aged, he has been used as a way to scare children into behaving while keeping a joyful Christmas spirit. The folklore of Krampus came from European tradition, when parents would tell their children the tale of the beast in the hopes of having them behave on the days leading up to Christmas. Therefore, while most children were scared of having coal as a gift, others were threatened of being kidnapped by the fearsome creature. Although being the demonic version of Santa Claus with abilities that allow him to punish children in various ways, there is no evidence that Krampus have helpers like Santa Claus does. This theory has been compared to the Icelandic lore of Grýla, A giant who feeds on the flesh of mischievous children accompanied by her Yule lads who torment houses during the holiday. While his appearance may vary from place to place, his doing remains largely the same. The legendary beast also shares similarities with other scary creatures in Greek mythology such as the satyrs and fauns. In Catholicism, Saint Nicholas is the patron saint of children and his saint day falls in early December, which helps strengthen his association with the Yuletide season. Many European cultures do not only welcome the kindly man as a figure of generosity and benevolence to reward the good, but they also feared his menacing counterpart who punished the bad. This legend belongs to centuries-old tradition in Germany, where Christmas celebrations begin in early December. According to legends and folklore, Krampus roams the streets of towns to visit misbehaved children the night of December 5th, known as Krampusnacht, being sometimes in the company of Saint Nicholas or on his own. While Saint Nicholas rewards nice children by leaving them gifts, Krampus would punish those whose names are displayed on his naughty list. During the next morning, which also happens to be Saint Nicholas Day, children would wake up to find their present or to nurse their injuries. As a part of a tradition, German children had the peculiar habit of looking outside the door to see if the boot they had left out the previous night contains a reward for good behavior, or a wooden stick for bad behavior. In these celebrations, Saint Nicholas concerns himself only with the good children, while Krampus is responsible for the bad ones. Traditional festivities related to the figure include the Krampus Run. In this activity, which is more modern, involves drunken men in disguise and who parade through streets to scare bystanders while chasing them around. Beginning in the late 20th century, in the middle of efforts for preserving cultural heritage, Krampus runs became increasingly popular in Austria, Germany, and occur annually in most Alpine towns. According to some accounts, there were already established pagan traditions in the Alpine regions that became intertwined with Catholicism. And as such, people would masquerade as devilish figures known as Pirkt, and marched in processions regarded as the earliest form of the Krampus runs. Pirkt and Lofs were seen with suspicion by the Catholic Church and banned by some civil authorities, however due to sparse population and rugged environments within the Alpine region, this ban was not effective or easily enforced, therefore rendering it useless. During this time Krampus began to be celebrated internationally, and the monster's growing appeal was evidenced by numerous horror films having their own interpretation of his origins and powers, some of which are far more gruesome than others. There are those claiming that the expanding popularity of Krampus was a reaction to the commercialization of Christmas. Krampus's frightening presence was suppressed for many years, and the Catholic Church forbade the disturbing celebrations. But his tradition has been having a resurgence over the past few years, partly to an attitude in pop culture, with people searching for ways to celebrate the Yuletide season in non-traditional ways. After debating on his true origins for decades, scholars have agreed that Krampus was a purely pagan creation that entered the Christian tradition as an oppositional force to the jolly Saint Nicholas. The legend of Krampus is not in fear of dying out, as it is in fact gaining more in popularity, even though many believe that the conception of this figure is inappropriate for children. With his recent rise in pop culture, especially in horror movies, new theories have emerged which have unnecessarily complicated the long-standing myth of the creature. Despite his pre-Christian origins, the legend of Krampus is still pretty much alive today. And for those of you still wondering about the strange presence of such an ominous beast into the beautiful time of the year, you should instead worry about yourself and better behave. So next time you hear a distant jingle on a cold Christmas night, do not be quick to assume it is the good old Saint Nicholas bringing you gifts. It may be Krampus coming all the way to drag you down to hell. Hopefully you've enjoyed watching this video, so leave me a comment and subscribe for more. And as always, stay curious.